Jim Horner pushed the book toward her.
They want money for those things.
Well, that's the beauty of it, Jim. No money, no signing up, no nothing. Library just exists so people can try a bit of reading, maybe learn a little if they find they have a liking for it.
Jim Horner stared at the cover of the book. Alice had never heard Marjorie talk so much in one sitting.
I tell you what, how about I leave these here just for the week? You don't have to read them, but you can take a look if you like. We'll come by next Monday and pick them up again. If you like them, you get the kids to tell me and I'll bring you some more. You don't like them, just leave them on a crate by the fence post there and we'll say no more. How does that sound?
Alice glanced behind her. A second small face vanished immediately into the gloom of the building.
I don't think so. Tell you the truth, you'd do me a favor. Would mean I don't have to carry the darn things all the way back down the mountain. Boy, our bags are heavy today.
Alice, you finished your water there? We don't want to take up any more of this gentleman's time. Good to see you, Jim, and thank you, May. Haven't you grown like a string bean since I last saw you?
As they reached the gate, Jim Horner's voice lifted and hardened.
I don't want nobody else coming up here bothering us. I don't want to be bothered, and I don't want my children bothered. They got enough to deal with.
Marjorie didn't even turn around. She lifted a hand.
I hear you, Jim. And we don't need no charity. I don't want anyone from town just coming by. I don't know why you even came here. Headed to all the houses between here and Berea, but I hear you.
Marjorie's voice carried across the hillside as they reached the horses. Alice glanced behind her to see that he had raised his gun to his shoulder again. Her heart thumped in her ears as she picked up her pace. She was afraid to look back again. As Marjorie swung herself onto the mule, she took the reins, mounted Spirit with trembling legs, and it was only when she calculated that they were too far away for Jim Horner to take a shot at them that she allowed herself to exhale. She kicked the mare forward so that she was level with Marjorie.
Oh my goodness, are they all that awful?
Her legs, she realized, were now entirely liquid.
Awful? Alice, that went great.
Alice wasn't sure she'd heard her correctly.
Last time I rode up to Red Creek, Jim Horner shot my hat clean off.
Marjorie turned toward her and tilted her hat so that Alice could see the tiny hole that scorched straight through the top of it. She rammed it back onto her head.
Come on, let's kick on a little. I want to take you to meet Nancy before we break for lunch.